The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right, now, so I'm going to jump on in. This episode is about the demise of Adam and Eve. So there was this meme posted. People start this shit all the time, you know, because they use a meme to kind of put out their opinion on something. And then they want you to, you know, put your opinion out there so they can argue with you and shit. So the meme says something to the effect, I ain't never seen in the Bible where it says something about Adam paying all of Eve's rent. I said, the fuck? Rent? I said, hold up. You read it. You just chose not to comprehend it. It's all over the Bible in that part. You know, them early stages, come on. He had to do more than pay rent. She didn't have to do nothing. She was a whole gift to his ass. And women still is a gift to your ass. I am Eve, nigga. But you the one ain't no Adam. I was just like, what the? Yeah. So, yeah, I'm about to go in. Because, let's just be real. Adam got thrown in that little piece of area, you know, over there in Ethiopia somewhere. And he got him a little piece of land, some trees. Nice area of land. And then God put a hedge around it and told him, you know, protect your area. Basically, he told you, you don't own all of this. This ain't all yours. It's other motherfuckers here on this planet. And you got an enemy that, you know, that's creeping around. But here is a hedge around your spot. It's your area right here. These your animals. You need to take care of your stuff right here in your area. I give you everything you need right there in your little spot. You didn't even get the whole planet. You didn't even get a whole state, probably. I mean, it's only so much a man could do. Then, you know, he watching the animals. They getting it in. They doing it because they got, you know, mates and stuff. You know, he talking to them. You know, the other animals, like, because, you know, it said that they could talk and shit. I don't know. I read that. Anyway, so, you know, he feeling some type of way. He was like, hey, you got somebody to go with and sleeping with at night. Somebody rub on your booty at night, and you got somebody, you know, you can sniff on, and you know, dogs is over there smelling each other's ass and shit, and, you know, he's like, I want somebody who I can stick my face in their ass, too. You know, he started feeling some type of way, but he didn't know what that even looked like. He's like, I just love this. I love this. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but, you know, it would be all right if I had some ass to play with in, too. So, God said, all right, I kind of feel him. You know, this nigga putting out no universe, his energy is that he wants some ass. So, being that God is a woman, I'm finna give this motherfucker the most amazing thing ever. I'm gonna give him something made in my image. Yes, I said God is a woman. Argue with me about it later. I'm gonna get to that in just a second. So, anywho, he gave him this woman, you know. She slightly made her just a little bit beneath him by the fact that she got one of his ribs. So actually, he actually lesser than her because, you know, if men got a floating rib and a less rib than a woman or whatever. I don't know. Whatever. That's that science shit. But it's in there. It actually adds up, okay? So anyway, you know, he got this thing. He ran off with it. Oh, shit. Thank you for this. Oh, my God. It's the most beautiful thing I ever laid my eyes on. The ass is soft on it. It's just, ooh. and it talks, I can have a conversation with it. I'm sure he banged E's ass on sight. Okay, it was fucking on sight. Like, he knew what to do. It wasn't even no competition to it. I mean, people talk about, oh, they didn't have sex until after the fall. I'm pretty sure they was fucking beforehand. They just didn't get pregnant. It was just good. You know, we just fucking, we just orgasm and you know, everything is there. God already had told this nigga, stay away from that shit over there, that tree right there. You know, it's going to give you knowledge of good and evil. Stay away from that. Once you fuck with that tree, shit going to change for you. You're going to die. Point blank, die. Right now, you're going to live. So this nigga had a concept of what death and life and all that was about. He knew. He knew. So, you know, he fell off his post and didn't tell his woman everything. You know, he probably told a little bitch, just don't, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can eat everything, baby girl. But just leave that tree right there. Let it be. So, you know, he already slipping on his post because the thing that he told him to build a hedge around, protect it, the serpent then got in there. You know, already let stuff in there that wasn't supposed to be in there. No, see, and once you eat from that tree, when you do it, you're going to know what the hell's up. And she's like, don't try it. Don't try it. All the damn trees over there, and you got to eat that pomegranate. Yeah, because see, I read it probably wasn't an apple. It was probably a pomegranate, which makes most sense. But anywho, so she over there eating pomegranates and shit. See, I read deep stuff. You got to read more than just, you know, the surface part of the Bible. So while they over there messing around, and he right there with her, because I'm telling y'all, it wasn't that much land. That just, it came to be that much land where you had to decide to mess with that one tree that he told you not to. And we thinking it's a gazillion more trees. Man, probably was only about 2-3 more trees. And you know, I'm tired of eating bananas. I'm tired of eating mangoes. So I'm going to try this pomegranate. What the hell? So anyway, she go over there and she messes this tree. And dude, now mind you, dude is in love with her. He love her. She bites off of it. And now mind you, she probably was 1,000 years old because they've been kicking it all this time and she left the tree alone. And dude got, then fell off his post and let the enemy come in. And she was 1,000 years old, but she looked like she was 22, you know, still looking good, skin still tight, just tight, titties up nice. Then, we don't know how old they was before the fall, okay? Who knows? We don't know that. So anyway, back to my story. She eat it, and he starts saying, "Old woman, ooh, your skin turning bad." And he was like, "Oh my God, my prize is finna die. I'm finna lose my woman." All her Shekinah glory was just going to hell and back. Phew. So he was like, "You know what? I don't want to live without her. I did 3,000 years without her, and shit. Nah, I'm not trying to do no more." So he was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna eat it too." She's like, "Don't try, okay, baby. I'm gonna do this with you because God love us, and you know He gonna give us another chance. So, you know, I'm gonna do anything just to be with you. So I'm gonna risk my life and eat this shit because I love you." Yes, man, was that dumb? Okay, yes. The scenario actually could have been perfectly different had he not eaten apple. Who knows what had she just been the only one eating it? We don't know. God was like, "You know, I'm gonna take the pussy away and you're gonna be by yourself." That might have been, who knows? But the charge was on him. He was the one instructed not to eat it, okay? So now he done did it. They all fucked off. And then this motherfucker gonna say he never read anywhere where in the Bible where it say you gotta pay Eve's rent. Boy, let me rephrase. It's the meme says something about pay all of her rent. Okay? First of all, what gift or what present or something given to you that you don't have to take care of? If you get a puppy or if you get a lifelong partner, you ain't supposed to take care of it. I just gave you a whole relationship. I see, it's that thinking. It's that whole jumping up. Like, how'd you know you was naked? It's that woman. It's that woman you gave me. It's them excuses and stuff. It's the reason why God don't give people mates no more. He did it once, or she did it once. So let me just tell you this. If you in my inbox talking about God told you you was my husband, you was a lie. God ain't told you no shit like that. No, he did not. No, he did not. He might have told you at the least bit, because I don't know who the hell you listening to, but at the least bit may say that's a good woman to marry. That's a good woman to pursue. But he ain't damn sure ain't told you that I was for you. No, God said, look, don't put your divorce and this woman cutting you and choking you and beating you upside your head on me. Because I didn't tell you that that woman was for you. I didn't tell you that that woman, you know, over there fucking your credit up and fucked your brother and shit. I didn't tell you she was for you. I said that, you know, you can learn some lessons from that bitch. See, you gotta understand, people be hearing what the hell they want to hear. But God stopped all that matchmaking shit when Adam was talking about, it's that woman you gave me. I ain't gave man another woman since. Since. You might end up in the same place. We have to lay eyes on each other and get to recognize one another. You see her fat ass, you know, homegirl was bending over in front of homeboy. A couple places in the Bible, they just happened to be in the right place at the right time doing the right shit. And take note. Every time man did lay eyes on a woman and decide he wanted that woman, she was busy. No man was dealing with the lazy bitch sitting at the house not doing nothing. He never found that bitch. Them bitches was always out working. You got Ruth ass was out there at the end of the field. You got, hell, I don't remember none of their names, but they all was working. That's how they saw them. That's how they saw them. Homegirl was working it in the book of Esther. Everybody working it. Sis, he ain't gonna see your lazy ass at home. He not gonna see you. And I'm just trying to tell you, it don't work like that. Like, the whole concept, you gotta really just, if you wanna just stick to the Bible, then be real with it. Read it with the right eyes, because that's not how this shit work. I'm trying to tell y'all how to get in these relationships. You gotta be busy, on your grind, and that man be like, damn, I'm feeling her. She busy. She ain't even acknowledge. She ain't even look at me. Now he gotta do what he gotta do to get your attention. And that right there is purpose and intent and energy. That nigga finna give you the pie, baby. He finna give you the pie. But back to this Adam and Eve thing, because dude kind of pissed me off. Don't tell me if he was paying for Eve's rent, she gonna have to give us some ass all the time. That's all she could do. Shit. She wasn't tilling no land. She came to give him ass. She came to help him with them animals and shit. That's how she fucked around, was fucking with that serpent. See, niggas slipping on his job. Had he been managing his business and did what he's supposed to do, all this, you know, none of this shit would have happened in the first place. You know, it was all destined to happen because none of us would have been here. Because they didn't have no kids before sin. That's why we was all born into sin. So, come on, we know that this is all supposed part of the story. Yeah, it's just the way the story is, where it goes, okay? Just the way it goes. So, I say this to say, you go a little bit further. Let's go a little bit further to after they got busted and, you know, everybody got... So, I have a little sympathy for men. This is where a little bit of it come from. So, woman, okay, you're going to have cramps and you're going to have pain with childbirth. Got that. We deal with that every day. Okay, that's us. But he told men, you're going to have to take care of that woman. You're going to have to take care of this land. And you're going to have to fight thistles and thickets, because that woman finna give you hell. And the land finna give you hell, because he cursed the earth. He cursed the woman. He cursed the man. See, people be forgetting all these curses that was put down And he told him the thistles and the thickets gonna wear your ass out. That woman gonna wear your ass out. Everything. And so sometimes I feel bad because these men be forgetting. And then you got all these men who just want to be, you know, half-assed and don't want to take on no responsibility because they can't handle it. You know, I get it. Some of y'all just ain't strong enough to handle real shit anyway. I get that. Stay in your fucking lane. But, yeah. So, man got he did get the worst curse. He really did. However, I need y'all fellas to understand. Watch my mouth. You are not an Adam. You don't do Adam stuff. Adam work hard. Adam do this. If you are Adam man, that's great. Because I need an Adam man because I am an Eve. Uh-huh. That means I need you to take care of me. Yeah, I got my flaws. And I got your back. Because she was a helpmeet. We know that. He created him to help me. Yeah, I ain't supposed to be doing this shit by myself. See, all because Adam don't want to be a man. He don't want to own up to responsibility. Everybody's screwed up. Everybody is off. Everything is off the plane and how it's supposed to go down. So don't tip and tell me you ain't supposed to pay the whole rent. If you pay the whole rent, I act like the real bitch. Straight up. That's the demise of Adam and Eve right there. And that's what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.